Radio MD. RadioMD.com. This is Health Radio with Melanie Cole.
Recently, a Michigan doctor misdiagnosed patients with cancer and then bombarded them with all these unnecessary treatments. And he's going to have to face his victims now. He's going to court today. And there are people who lost their health, their savings, their trust, their hair. This man is a monster. He was writing emails about the money that they owed and scaring the crap out of them, telling them that they had terminal cancers and filling them up with chemotherapy drugs and unnecessary medications and treatments. And to me, this is unthinkable. I'm spending my news report today to talk about this particular story because one of my specialties and one of my expertise that I find very unique is that after interviewing, I would say, maybe 5,000 doctors in the last 8 years. If there's one thing I have learned, it is about health advocacy, advocating for your own health care. It's imperative that we do this in today's healthcare environment, and it's so confusing. It's a very complicated system. We were hoping the Affordable Care Act would sort some of it out, but it's still very confusing. Here's my best advice to you, because I think that everybody needs to get a second opinion. If you are diagnosed with any sort of chronic illness or terminal illness or serious illness, you get a second opinion and maybe even a third. You do not have to worry about the doctors being insulted, because all of these doctors that I talk to say they welcome second opinions and that they will take the reports from these other doctors and put them all together. You should have a team. Another thing with health advocacy is to have somebody with you when you are getting these opinions. Because when you're freaked out, when you're told you have some disease, it's hard to listen to what the doctors say. Now, I have been translating doctor information for the last 8 years. I've been taking this complicated medical information and making it for you listeners more understandable and hopefully even a little bit entertaining. That's what I hope anyway. I don't know, you might be sick of my voice, but in any case, I think that health advocacy in this country today is more important than it ever was. You know, the field of preventive medicine is coming to the forefront of everything. I think you have to bring somebody with you when you go. I think you have to get your second second opinion. I think you have to question the doctor. And a lot of people are afraid to question their docs. They say, well, the doctor knows best. But in this age of all of the websites, some are credible, such as RadioMD.com, and some are not. So you go onto these websites and there's forums and there's people talking about their treatments and their various, you know, states of their disease. Some of it you can believe and some of it, you know, you're never quite sure. But what I would say to you listeners to take from this very, really depressing and sad story about the state of one doctor, it does not mean that all doctors are like this and that they're crooks or quacks, but is to get a second opinion. And not only get a second opinion, advocate for yourself. Bring someone with you to your appointments so that they can hear. Put all of your medical records on a little zip drive. Keep that with you so that you have your medications listed. If you're ever taken to the emergency room, they can plug this little thing into their computer. If you're in a different medical care system than your usual, they can plug it in and have all of your information. These are such important tips, so I hope that you will take them to heart and listen every Monday through Friday to Radio MD at noon as we kick off, that's noon Eastern, as we kick off each hour with the breakdown of today's top health news. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.